relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the International Fellowship for Christians and Jews.
Dear friends, have you booked your tickets? Are you coming with me and Dinesh D'Souza to the Holy Land? It's our Stand With Israel tour 10 days later this year in the Holy Land to literally walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Places you've read about in the Bible, you're going to actually be there. Jerusalem, the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me, Dinesh, and his lovely wife, Debbie. Reserve your tickets today. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to Stand with IsraelTour.com. That's 855-565-5519. Stand with IsraelTour.com. That's Stand with IsraelTour.com. It is my distinct pleasure. It's been far too long since we had him on the show to have Fox's greatest legal mind with us. He is the author of Witch Hunt and also The Russia Hoax. Greg Jarrett, welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, always good to be with you. How are you?
I am well, but I'm a little bit disturbed that the man who bears the title President of the United States is afraid of five-foot bunny rabbits, and it's the story at the top of your Twitter feed. Can you tell us what's behind this title? Who's the bigger fraud, the Easter bunny or Joe and Hunter Biden?
Well, I'll take the bunny as the more credible story between the two. I posed the question, you know, we're supposed to believe a rabbit gives gifts to millions of children in a single night, or should we believe the Bidens did nothing wrong, raking in millions of dollars from foreign interests, selling access and influence and selling out their country? Of course, they did terrible things that were wrong. They committed, in my judgment, a variety of crimes, including, you know, bribery, fraud, money laundering, perhaps racketeering. They seem to be operating an organized criminal enterprise, engaged in selling influence peddling, which is a crime.
Yeah,
and there's a grand jury that is now looking at it, and I would expect, quite frankly, to be a multi-count indictment against Hunter Biden that implicates his father, because the evidence is there.
Let's just listen to this very peculiar clip. I don't know if he sounds like he's drunk or he's just fatigued. This is Joe Biden spinning another peculiar story about him and his income. Cut four, play cut.
I was listed. I had the great pleasure of being listed as the poorest man in Congress for 36 years. I still had making a hell of a lot more money than anybody else because I was getting a senator's salary. No kidding. I didn't think you should make money while you're in office. But anyway.
Poorest man in the Senate. Does that really matter, Greg Jarrett, if we've got the emails, the voicemails from Hunter Biden that say 10% for the big guy?
No, it's utterly irrelevant. You know, as I pointed out in yesterday's podcast with Peter Schweitzer, who has written a terrific book called Red Handed, we went through all of the evidence. You know, Joe Biden claims he never made a nickel. The evidence on the laptop proves otherwise. He said he never met with Hunter Biden's business partners. There are photographs of the meetings. There are emails. Thank you emails from business partners, foreign partners, saying thanks for setting up that meeting with your father. You've got the testimony of Tony Bobulinski, Hunter Biden's partner, who said, I met twice with Joe Biden to discuss his cut of the proposed China deal, which netted the Bidens $6 million. So, you know, for Joe Biden to pretend that, well, gee, you know, I didn't make much money as a senator, so therefore I'm innocent of cashing in and peddling influence with my son afterwards. That just doesn't cut it.
Let's talk about this grand jury indictment. You know what that means. You know how that functions. How significant is it that of all the things we've seen, Mueller and everything else, that it seems like John Durham runs a very tight ship, Greg, because we see these documents come out of the court every couple of weeks, fascinating details on Sussman, his lies, and so forth, but we see nary a leak, which is very unusual in this city, is it not?
It is, and it's a testament to John Durham. Look, as a journalist, you know, I would like more information, whether it's a leak or a court filing. We're going to get more information as we approach the trial that begins scheduled next month of Michael Sussman, who was, you know, the attorney for the Clinton campaign and essentially Hillary Clinton. You know, Sussman is charged with peddling phony information of a collusion story to the FBI and lying about who he was representing, claiming, oh, gee, you know, I was just representing myself as a concerned citizen, when in fact, you know, Sussman was representing Hillary Clinton and her campaign, as well as a research firm. And apparently we knew, or the CIA knew back as far as 2017, that one significant aspect of the, you know, collusion allegations was quote unquote user created. Translation, it was all made up. Why the CIA held that information as, you know, the FBI continued its dilating probe of Donald Trump that led to a special counsel. If the CIA had simply come forward and said, you know what, this is made up, this was invented by the Hillary campaign, one wonders the effect it would have had positively on the Trump presidency.
So do you have faith, after all the crimes we've seen gone unpunished, that the Durham probe could actually lead to some prosecutions and actual indictments for famous individuals?
Well, you've already got three significant indictments, an FBI lawyer who copped a plea. You've got Igor Danchenko, the guy who fed the phony information,
yes,
for the dossier. And you've got Clinton, you know, attorney. And, you know, it seems like Durham has the goods on Sussman. He's got his lie in writing. So now all Sussman can do is to say, well, it wasn't a material lie. In other words, it was an unimportant lie. No, it's manifest that his lie was pretty darn significant. As for others, in Friday's filing, Durham held out the prospect of further indictments. So we'll have to see who they are. It should be Hillary Clinton, but it never will be. Because she was very careful, having so many others in a chain of individuals do her dirty work for them.
Right.
And unless one of them finally steps forward and tells the truth, and says, yeah, she put us up to this, then no, you know, she'll escape once again, as she did with her email scandal, in which she clearly committed crimes.
Yeah. 30,000 emails scrubbed, deleted on a private server, and her assistants topping and tailing classified emails off government systems, printing them out and then delivering to her in an unclassified format. We are talking to the author of Witch Hunt, also the Russia hoax, thegregjarrett.com. Listen to his podcast. We'll be back with Greg momentarily. This is America First on the Salem News Channel.
First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel Tour.
They play dirty. They don't play clean. They're trying to disqualify Marjorie Taylor Greene from re-election using the Insurrection Act. No, I'm not kidding. We've reached out to MTG, and she will be joining us, surprise guest, second hour, because, hey, we want to be responsive to the news. So stick with us here on America First. I know, like me, you sit at home, you watch the news, and you see those images coming out of Ukraine, and it's heart-wrenching. You see the damage, the residential areas shelled. You see hospitals, kindergartens. You see children and their mothers hiding out in the metro, in the subway. What can we do? Can we just watch and not react? There is something that you can do right now. Thanks to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, we are flying refugee aid into Ukraine. Food, medicine, clean drinking water, and warm clothing. You can make a difference. Also, the empty planes, once they disgorge their refugee aid, are taking refugees to Israel to safety. Please make a difference today. You can call them, make a donation in any amount. You are saving lives. Call 800-970-5010. You are being a modern missionary from the comfort of your home. That's 800-970-5010. Or even simpler, just go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Crisis in Ukraine banner at the very top of my website. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Crisis in Ukraine banner. We are back with Greg Jarrett. You've got to listen to his podcast. You've got to check out his website, thegregjarrett.com, and Greg Jarrett on Twitter. Got to get his reaction to the decision from a federal judge to rescind the federal mask mandate, which is making certain people very unhappy. This is the latest meltdown from Joy Reid.
You're in a tube where I feel like people cough more when they get on there. They get on the flight and everybody's hacking up a lung. And now people are like, yay, whipping off the masks. And, to the point that Sarah made, I think is absolutely correct. If I got on that flight and all of a sudden there was an announcement mid-flight, I can't get off the plane. And now because this judge, who was rated unqualified, like she was an intern like 6 years ago, now she's a federal judge. She got on at 33 years of age, Trump's youngest and probably worst appointment. She basically is one of those people who's tired of wearing a mask and ruled as such.
Well, I don't think it's a point of law, Greg, that if a mandate is rescinded, that doesn't stop you from wearing a mask, a double mask, or a body condom. I'm not sure Joy Reid doesn't understand that. But talk to us about the legal scenarios right now. Shockingly, we get the news last night. The Biden administration is considering challenging this. Politically, I think that's suicide. But give us your legal analysis of the mandate originally and now where we are.
Well, yeah, I mean, Joy Reid's attack on the judge based on her age is just silly. I mean, Joy Reid could mature to the age of 100 years old, and she'll still be dumber than a bag of hammers. A person who sees everything through the lens of race, her progressive bias fills all of her commentary. How about a little common sense here? I read the judge's 59-page ruling. It makes sense. The CDC didn't have the authority to do it any more than they had the authority to do the eviction moratorium or the vaccine mandate, both of which were overturned. It's rank lawlessness in the Biden administration. He directed it. The CDC capitulated. In the wake of the decision by the judge, Joe Biden has hauled off and said, well, it should be up to individuals. Well, you just defeated your Justice Department's ability to appeal the case. They're already waffling on it, saying, well, we're going to wait and see what the CDC has to say. CDC does not have the authority, and that has been made abundantly clear in the three cases I just cited, all of which have been overturned. The CDC continues to exceed its authority at the direction of Biden. Knows what he's doing is without power and authority, but he does it anyway, and in fact has admitted that he does the eviction moratorium. Well, we can't do that, but we're going to do it anyway to buy some time.
Right.
My Lord, he's sworn to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the country, and yet he breaches that duty continuously.
We're out of time, but got to ask you, yes or no, if this goes to an appeal, this is going to get shut down.
Yeah. You know, I would wait and see. I mean, who knows what the appellate courts will do, but I'm pretty confident the Supreme Court will do exactly what they did in the other mandate cases, and it would be, you know, strike down the mask mandate.
God bless you. Thank you for your analysis that we value so highly. It's thegregjarrett.com on Twitter, at Greg Jarrett. And the essential books you need to read are The Russia Hoax and Witch Hunt. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First. Coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 3 weeks later, I was pain-free, and that was more than 3 years ago. You should be the next success story. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the International Fellowship for Christians and Jews.
He covered this story for Breitbart.com. We'll be talking to their Washington Bureau chief momentarily, Matt Boyle. But first, National Tax Day has come and gone, and it couldn't have come at a worse time for Americans. Small business owners are under attack by a new plan from the Biden administration to increase taxes by $2.5 trillion, affecting those who are the lifeblood of our economy. You need to tell your representatives to stop the madness. The Job Creators Network is on the case. Please go today to thegreatunityproject.com. Sign their petition to tell the administration and Capitol Hill not to raise your taxes and make President Trump's tax cuts permanent. Join the good guys today, thegreatopportunityproject.com. Please go right now. That's thegreatopportunityproject.com. Let's talk about the fake news. Matt Boyle, is it more relevant than ever to use the president's phrase, fake news?
Absolutely. I mean, look, today's quite a day for the fake news industrial complex, right? Like, the CNN Plus is folding up. I mean, what are they last? Two Scaramucci's, right? Like, 23 days, right? Like, so...
Half a Scaramucci. I mean, a Scaramucci's not very big. Half a Scaramucci.
It's 11 days. 11 days is a Scaramucci, right? Okay. Like, so I think they lasted two Scaramucci's plus a day, okay, right? Like, so the 23 days and $300 million flushed down the toilet at CNN. What a glorious day.
Hang on, can we just stop for a second? How do you spend not even Bezos could spend $300 million in 3.5 weeks.
I don't know. I have no idea. Like, I don't know what they pissed it all away on, Dr. Gorga. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
No, you're fine. And what does Chris Wallace do now, Matt? Yeah.
Heck if I know. I bet he's going to try to get Cuomo slotted primetime. Right? But, like, it's like, what a loser. He walked away from the biggest, most powerful Sunday news show,
yes,
Fox News Sunday, to go there. By the way, he was always a loser at Fox, too. But, like, now at least he's open in public about being a loser instead of being hiding in the shadows like a snake in the grass. But, like, the thing is like, good. Like, expose them all and let their establishment institutions fail. And And then, look, here's the thing. So you've got that story, the CNN Plus story, and then you've got this Piers Morgan craziness where, like, I mean, this is deceptive editing on another level. I've never seen – look, I've seen deceptive editing all the time.
I'm sure you have.
I see the establishment media do all sorts of crazy things to Republicans and great conservatives in interviews and whatever. I mean, this is, like, blatantly false, the way that Piers Morgan presents this whole thing. Look, so he did this – he did an hour and a 20-minute interview with President Trump. And he puts together this 30-second clip to put it out ahead of the interview, so a week ahead of the interview coming out, to try to hype it and get attention on his new show and all this stuff. And then so I call Trump's team, and in the 30-second clip, he makes it look like Trump ripped his microphone off and stormed out of the interview. And that's what all the media wrote up. They all wrote that claim that Trump stormed out of the interview. So I call up Trump's team, and I don't take the bait, right? Like, as I've seen this hoax play out too many times with the media and Trump. So I call up Trump's guys, and I'm like, guys, what really happened here? They're like, hang on, hold your powder, don't worry. Stay back, be ready. We're gonna release the full audio of this thing later. And I was like, okay, I'll trust you guys. So then later that night, they get us the audio, and I think they went to a few other places with it. I think NBC did a story on it too. So we get the full audio of the last 7.5 minutes of this hour and a half long interview. Nothing could be further from the truth than the way that Piers Morgan presented this.
Yeah, we played it. It was cordial. At the end, Piers actually says, that was a great interview. At the end.
Yeah, exactly. It's look, Dr. G, I've been doing this for a long time, over a decade. I've seen a lot of fake news. Nothing this bad. This is top of the list. Piers Morgan is a disgrace to the institution of journalism. Fox News Channel, News Corporation should be ashamed of hiring him and giving him a program for him to do things like this on. They should be embarrassed throughout the entire company. And I hope that there's consequences for him. Now, I don't expect there to be, because the establishment media, whether we're talking about Fox News and News Corporation and those various properties, or we're talking about CNN and CNN Plus and all these other things, or we're talking about MSNBC or any of these places, there doesn't seem to be consequences for people like this. There should be for Piers Morgan on this. This was deceptive editing at its height. The 7.5-minute clip at the end of the interview shows Piers Morgan saying at least 6 times that this was his last question, that he asked another one afterwards. Also, them ending the interview cordially. They talked about Trump's hole-in-one with Ernie Els on the golf course. Then Piers Morgan says it was a great interview. They shake hands. It's over. It's very nice. Thanks the president for taking the time with him. And then Trump, that's when Trump gets up and then takes his microphone off and then says, turn the cameras off. That's a totally normal thing to do, because maybe Trump wants to, banter back and forth
say
with
something
Morgan
in
off
private.
The record.
Right.
Whatever. That's totally normal. After he sat there for an hour and a half, by the way, it's also worth noting, Trump had only agreed to sit with Morgan for 20 minutes. An hour into the thing is when this 7.5-minute clip of the audio begins. That's what Trump's team gave us so far. And that's when Trump's team is like, all right, we gave you an hour. Wrap it up, buddy, right? Like, time to end this thing. So, look, here's the deal. It's pretty clear. Morgan now is trying to use all the attention he's getting from this to air. He says he's now going to air the interview over 2 nights, on the first 2 nights of his show, on Monday and Tuesday next week. It's pretty clear that News Corporation is being used as a vessel to spread misinformation and fake news. Rupert Murdoch should be ashamed of himself in this instance. Frankly, I don't know if there's going to be consequences here. But this is a frankly very dishonest thing. And I would imagine that he's going to supercut it all up and make it seem way worse than it is for Trump when it airs that next week. And so, but Trump's team is fighting back. They're fighting back effectively. So good for Taylor Budowich, who's Trump's comms director. He's proving to be an effective fighter for President Trump. I remember, by the way, when I interviewed President Trump at Bedminster last year, and I think I came on your show right after I did it. Taylor was sitting there in the room with me with President Trump when we did the interview, and he asked me what I think about Taylor. I've known Taylor for a really long time. He used to be the executive director of the Tea Party Express back in the day. I said to President Trump, I was like, it's one of the best hires you've ever made. And now Taylor's proving it over the course of this whole thing. He's proving how to fight back against these losers. But the other big thing is that I do hope that President Trump will learn from this and stop giving the establishment media as much access as he does.
We'll discuss that, because in our break, you actually talked about whether this is a smart strategy or not. There is a logic to it. We will discuss what that logic is. In the meantime, we're going to talk with Matt after the break. Be sure to bookmark their website. It is the most powerful conservative news site on the planet. Piers wishes he could be associated with it. It is Breitbart.com. Matt is the Washington Bureau Chief. Follow him, read his latest write-up on the Piers Morgan story. This is America First on the Salem News Channel. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, be sure to stay with us for the full 3 hours. You do not want to miss our one-on-one with a rather unusual guest today. Stay on this channel.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Are you fed up with buying something online? It arrives and you see the little tag or the sticker on the box, made in China. Come on, guys, let's stop supporting the world's largest communist nation that actually has labor camps. Go to our website and rest assured that everything on there is made in America. Well, as it should be, because the name of the show is America First. Check out SebGorkaStore.com for all of your America First gear, including the T-shirt we had made for when the president came on the show. If you're woke, you're a loser. All your Let's Go Brandon gear, all of my books from Defeating Jihad to The War for America's Soul, and the hot seller right now is the T-shirt of what Zelensky said to Biden when Biden said, we'll send you a plane, you can run away from the Russians. He said, I don't need a ride, I need ammunition. Get yours today. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. Before we shift topics with our special guest, Matt Boyle, a Washington Bureau Chief for Breitbart, let's stay on the Piers Morgan thing for just one more minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would say to the president, don't do interviews with fake news. What do you respond to those who say, look, yes, they distort, yes, they're liars, but if you record the audio, you catch them in a trap and you show them up for who they are. Is that not worth it?
Well, there's definitely an argument to be made that in this case it works out because Morgan was so deceptive and over the top with it that it's backfiring on him. But look, I wouldn't even say no interviews either. I would just say keep it tight, right? Like, and keep them focused,
yeah,
right, and on point. When you are in that situation for an hour and a half, they're going to do anything they can to pull, right, like the little look. He sat with Trump for an hour and a half and we got 30 seconds, yeah, and that dominated the headlines across the planet, right? Like tabloids from London to here to all over the internet were running with the Trump storms out of interview, but that's not true. But that's the headline that came away from it. Now, look, the Trump team has done a great job fighting back against this one. But again, here's the thing, is that I think if you're going to do it, keep it very limited and very focused and on point, tight on time, 15 minutes, 10 minutes. I've been in plenty of interviews where they'll only give me 10 minutes or 15 minutes,
sure,
with somebody. And okay, fine, right? Like maybe I can get a few good questions in with somebody on something. But again, I think the learning curve here is that these establishment media people are never going to give you a fair shake, Mr.
No.
President, and they are going to try to hurt you any chance they can, any time or anything you give them. they can and will use it against you, right? As you know, so you have the right to remain silent. Like,
I know,
you know,
you should Mirandize yourself, because they're not interested in the truth. They have an agenda to destroy you. Okay, big news of the day, got to get your reaction, as Mr. Politics at Breitbart. Not only has Hillary Clinton reopened the Clinton Global Initiatives Foundation, talking about possibly running, people are talking about Mayor Pete. Now we've got Bernie Sanders saying he's ready to get back in the ring. Can we be so lucky to see all of these old has-beens run, Matt? I mean, do they really believe that they should run?
Come one, come all, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, get ready for the greatest show on earth, right? Like, right. I mean, I hope to gosh they all run, right? Like, that would be the greatest thing ever. That would be a fantastic, you know, disaster, a beautiful mess, right? Like, and look, but I think it just goes to show you just how weak the loser in chief is, right? I mean, we have a loser president right now. He's a trash president. He's a total loser. He's a total failure. He's failed in every respect on every single issue. There's no thing that Joe Biden has succeeded on. Even bad politicians usually have one or two things that they've succeeded on. Right. There's nothing for Joe Biden. Zero successes, promises made, none delivered. That's his message, right? Like, just, he was going to get us back to normal. He didn't do anything. He's failed in every respect. By the way, the judge in Florida lifts the mask mandate on planes and tries to give Joe Biden a win. All he had to do was just sit there and take the win from the judge in Florida, and now Joe Biden's trying to appeal that thing. Like, what is wrong with this loser in chief, this trash president? So I think that all of these people, Buttigieg, Bernie, Warren, Kamala, the rest of them, they're all looking at this trash president and saying, hey, you know what? I could beat that guy. Right. Or I could be the next president. So that's the thing.
Every single one of them would be superb for conservatives, for the MAGA movement, for America First. But please, please make it Hillary, because I need to see President Trump destroy her again. I like the moniker, however, loser in chief. That is sadly the correct moniker for the last 15 months and the current incumbent. Thank you. Let's post your article right now on the quintessential fake news interview that was Piers Morgan's with President Trump. You can find it on our Twitter and Facebook pages. He is, of course, the Washington Bureau Chief for Breitbart.com. Thank you, Matt Boyle. You can call us here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And we are coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included, but also people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the three-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the International Fellowship for Christians and Jews.
Hey, Eric, it's not April 1st, is it out there? What's the date?
Today is April the 22nd.
April the 22nd, okay. I'm just reading. I know it's Second Amendment Friday. I'm you know, trolling on social media. This is from A.W.R. Hawkins, our buddy for Second Amendment issues at Breitbart. Here's quite a headline with a photograph of the individual concerned. Florida sheriff says homeowners can save taxpayer money by shooting intruders. I just got to read this because, I mean, it is Second Amendment Friday. This is from Sheriff Johnson, Santa Rosa County. Quote, if someone's breaking into your home, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you actually do. So whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have gun safety classes we put on every other Saturday. If you take that class, you'll shoot a lot better. And hopefully you'll save the taxpayers' money. All right, we need more sheriffs like Sheriff Johnson. Dear friends, I said in jest, okay? This is America First. Please join us for our Stand With Israel tour. We're going to the Holy Land later this year for 10 days. They've completely revised their COVID policy. I'm not vaccinated. I'm going. Dinesh D'Souza, my Salem colleague, and his lovely wife are joining me. Come with us to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Even if you've been to Israel, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Register today for the trip of a lifetime. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com to secure your tickets. That's 855-565-5519. Standwithisraeltour.com. Okay, special guest, had to get him on the show because something strange is going on in the state of Denmark. I mean, Tennessee, and especially the 5th District. I was campaigning for this chap about 2 weeks ago, along with Senator Rand Paul, at a lovely event, thanks to Jim Hansen, who opened his house to us all. And Robbie Starbuck, allegedly, is now not running for the seat, the congressional seat in the 5th District, because of some shenanigans by the local Republican Party. So had to get him back on the show. Robbie, happy Friday. Welcome back to America First. Can you tell us what's going on?
Absolutely. And first of all, I am still going to run. So one way or another, voters are going to have a way to be able to vote for me. But these are shenanigans by the Republican establishment here. You know, they don't want an America First candidate that they can't control to win this race. They see the polls. They know I'm winning. And they wanted to get rid of me. And then secondly, they wanted to get rid of Morgan Ortegas because they knew she had the Trump endorsement. And if I was gone, then the most likely person to win was going to be Morgan. And they wanted someone they could control.
Okay, so let's stop here. For those who haven't followed the story to date, I've said publicly, you're the most MAGA guy in the district. You've proven yourself. You're fighting the culture war, knowing it from the inside, having worked in Hollywood. You have, you know, people like Rand Paul at your events. Clearly, you know, you're a good guy. And then up pops a couple of months ago, Morgan Ortegas, who worked in the Trump administration, but loves posting selfies with Biden and with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not exactly an anti-swamp creature, if you will. And we had a few people of that ilk, to say the least, inside the Trump administration. So I get it if the local GOP are rhinos in Tennessee and they want to get rid of you. But Morgan really isn't MAGA. Why do they want to get rid of both of you? Who's the next person in line that this residency requirement of 3 years bumps to the top? Is it some Uber rhino? Let's spill the beans. So who do they want to win?
It's not about the residency at all. It's actually not about that. So the residency law wouldn't have affected me. Morgan had actually beat the residency law. The Secretary of State here had said it was not going to be enforceable because it happened after our qualifying deadline. This is actually about people making challenges. There's an obscure bylaw in the Republican Party here that says that any two Republicans can challenge a Republican candidate on the premise that they are, in fact, a Republican. They're actually kicking out me and Morgan under the premise that we are not Republicans. Okay.
What?
It's yes. So it goes to a 17 person panel who votes. A majority rules on that panel. And it's these people who are entrenched in the Tennessee Republican establishment decided for the voters. They selected who your choices are going to be instead of letting the people elect.
I don't want to get lost down a, you know, rabbit hole of, you know, Byzantine Tennessee GOP house rules and bylaws. But under what evidentiary basis are they saying anyone isn't a Republican, Robbie, you or Morgan?
They have none. They have absolutely none. And look, Morgan and I, we don't agree on policy all the time and all that stuff. Like, you can have your differences and say I would not vote for her or whatever it is. But she's a Republican. OK, she has every right to run in a Republican primary just like I do. And the voters are supposed to make their choice. That's how this is supposed to work.
Right.
You know, it actually, what they're doing is reminiscent of my family, you know, is from Cuba. In Cuba, they had a central committee who chose puppet candidates of the party. and then gave the people a sham election where they really had no option. The option was one party puppet versus party puppet number two. That is what we're doing with a state executive committee for the Tennessee Republican Party, is saying we're going to select what candidates people are allowed to choose from. And guess what? The only candidates left who are going to be viable and have money are right under the thumb of the Tennessee GOP and will do whatever the establishment demands they do.
This is filthy. This is slime. This is DC tactics. So tell us what you're going to do, how we can help you. It's Starbuck2022.com. So give us, we've got a minute, 2.5 minutes left. What is your plan now, Robbie?
So we've already issued a demand letter to the Tennessee Republican Party, and they've crossed the deadline without meeting our demands. So next step is going to be a lawsuit. You know, we're doing that as fast as we can. This is an unprecedented situation where they kick off, you know, candidates who are in the lead of the race and say, oh, no, you can't run 90 days before an election. So we're in sort of unprecedented territory where we're taking a huge legal team, huge legal fight on. And I think the secondary goal these people have is try to drain us of resources. At the same time, we need to go and finish this race out. So if people can donate at Starbuck2022.com to the fund to be able to fight this legal lunacy that we're going to have to take on here, it's very important. We've stood here and fought over election fraud and election integrity for almost 2 years now. And to sit there and have people in our own party go and try to steal this election from the people of Tennessee is what's really disgusting. And we're going to have a video out very soon of voters talking about why they demand the Tennessee Republican Party put their chosen candidate back on the ballot. And I think that's going to be a powerful tool to go and fight against these elitists who think they can go in a back room and decide who gets to run. And for the people who don't know, Donald Trump Jr. has actually jumped in and he's gone after the Tennessee Republican Party for this. Said Robbie and Morgan need to be on the ballot, period.
Right.
And there's been some more statements from him about other candidates in this race. And I think there will be continual statements from people all over our movement to ensure that the pressure is put on. We got to call these people and let them know how we feel.
This feeds into the worst cliches of corrupt Tennessee, good old boy network. This is filthy. This is disgusting. All right, we got to have you back. We got to stop this. It is the people of America who choose who they get to vote for. Starbuck2022.com. Keep fighting, buddy. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, please make sure that you stay on this channel because it's Friday. The call board is full. We got to celebrate America, celebrate the Second Amendment, and you have to sound off as well. Stay on this channel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.